Welcome back to all you DC fans. This is DC Talk, episode number 47, recorded here on Father's Day, June 16, 2019. I'm your host, Mike, and as always, I have with me Carrie. What's up? Oh, wait. I forgot. Carrie is not here. Carrie got lost in the snap. Oh, crap. Wait a minute. Wrong franchise. She's off training with Batman this week. So, yeah. She's off. So, it's just me. So, now you got to hear my pretty voice for just a few minutes. So I'm just going to give you a few news items today about DC and what's going on around the DC universe this last week. First of all, I do want to mention that go to randomchatter.com/community. When you go to that page, you get all of our links for our Patreon. You can contribute to those. You got links to our TeePublic store. We already had some people go and buy some of our new DC Talk logo stuff. I encourage you to do all that. There's also a new logo for Guardians of the MCU as well, so I encourage you to do that as well and go purchase one of their stuff and put it on a pillow like John does. And so go to the randomchatter.com/community. There's also a link there for our Discord channel. We want you to be a part of that. We'd love you to be part of our Discord channel and just enjoy the time you have with us. Anyways, we're going to move on then to some announcements that we have. There's not really many show announcements except for the fact that we have a new show on the network called Trailer Breakdown, and we also have one super secret one coming in. It's just a little special. It's not going to be a continuous one, but it's just a little special one, and it'll be a little bit strange how it's going to happen, but we're looking forward to doing that. As far as for me, my movie pick of the week then this week, since Carrie's not here to stop me, is go watch Man of Steel. I went back and watched Man of Steel, and I'm walking through Batman vs. Superman as well. And let me tell you something, these movies are absolutely phenomenal. The world building that Zack Snyder, I may not agree with everything a man does, but the world building that he put in to those movies is absolutely amazing. And I think the emotional scene at the end of Man of Steel, spoiler alert, when he has to kill Zod and he screams out in agony, is one of the best emotionally captivating scenes in all of superhero genre. If I'm wrong, prove it. All right, but we're going to go ahead, though, and move on into our DC TV news. In the news, we got Krypton spinoff will be focused on the new DC character Lobo, and it is in works at Sci-Fi. This is amazing because the show hadn't even come out yet for Krypton Season 2. And by the way, if you've not seen Krypton Season 2, you've seen Episode 1 yet, what are you waiting for? You need to watch this right now because it is amazing. And Lobo looks awesome in that show. So I encourage you to go and watch Krypton. But yes, Sci-Fi has ordered a series for Lobo, and I love this. I really do. I'm excited. Lobo is one of my favorite characters in the DC universe. He's more or less kind of like an intergalactic bounty hunter. So I'm really interested and really looking forward to this Lobo series. And I really like the Krypton series because the Krypton series is really doing what they can to world build on their own over where they're at. And rather than having to rely so heavily on the current universes that are going on, they have the ability to build their own kind of world, and they're doing it very well over there. So, good job, Lobo. We look forward to seeing more of you. Also, in the DC Universe, they have cast the Mercy Graves role on Titans. The Mercy Graves role has been cast on Titans by Natalie Gumede. She is most famous for, I would probably say, Isabella Charming on the Jekyll and Hyde mini TV series. She also played a part as a co-star in an episode of Doctor Who back in 2014 on the episode Last Christmas. I don't know much about her. I don't watch anything that she's ever been in, so I'm excited about seeing her. And I'm excited about getting some Mercy Graves action, so this will be really good. Also, speaking of Titans, they have cast one of my favorite heroes. They cast Aqualad. And they cast him as Drew Van Acker, has been cast as Aqualad for the Titans upcoming Season 2. You probably know him if you've seen him on Pretty Little Liars. He played the guy Jason DeLaurentis on Pretty Little Liars. That's what he's most known for. So Drew Van Acker has been cast as Aqualad in Titans. Titans Season 2 is already starting to roll itself out and morph itself into being something absolutely amazing, and I am looking forward to it. Also this week on DC Universe, we got a trailer, just a little teaser, for the second part of the Season 3 of Young Justice Outsiders, and we get some more Granny goodness as well in her new outfit. She's going to be one of Darkseid's Apocalypse lackeys. We also found out, spoiler alert right here, if you have not seen it right now, give me 5 seconds, that Princess Tara is apparently working for the bad guys. We got that at the end of last season. So there's a lot of interesting things. Encourage you to watch the trailer. I believe I caught Static Shock as well, and I'm looking forward to that because I love Static Shock in the comics and as well as on TV. In general news, the first reactions for the Joker movie are in. According to somebody who has seen it online, they wanted to chew on this for a couple hours before saying anything. This is according to WeGotThisCover.com. But they chewed on it. Joker screened tonight. It's a movie that is as casual in its nastiness, a series of continual punches to the gut. If you're into that sort of thing, you'll love it. If not, ... So the first reaction seemed to be going very well for the Joker movie. That's really good. I'm very, very excited about this. Also, we got the villains for the Batman movie. And I'm going to address this here in just a second. But we got the villains for the Batman movie as well. We already knew that we were going to be getting Riddler and Two-Face in the upcoming Batman movie with Robert Pattinson. But now we learned that rumors are we are probably going to get Scarecrow and Bane, which I'm excited about those two because I love Scarecrow. And he's a little bit odd one, but I love Scarecrow. As well as Firefly and Mad Hatter. So this is going to be very interesting to see how Jervis Tetch, because I liked the Jervis Tetch in Gotham. So I'm going to be very interested to see how they're going to do it. And this is also, if you think about it, this is only the second time ever that a Batman movie has had a Riddler. So we don't exactly know who's going to be cast as a Riddler, but we are excited to. I'm excited to finally get to Riddler in another movie. So I am not going to tell you what I think about Robert Pattinson. I'll get to that in just a second. Also this week, we got news that Batman Hush release date has been moved up for Blu-ray, DVD, and DC Universe. So it has been moved up. It will hit the DC Universe streaming service on August the 6th of 2019. But it will hit its digital release on July the 20th. All right? July the 20th. But the 4K Ultra High Definition Combo Pack, Blu-ray Combo Pack, and like I said, streaming service will be August 6th. For those who don't know, it will come out onto the streaming service the day that the DVD is released. Not the day the digital is released, but the DVD. Somebody also asked in Discord the other day, when is the Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming on to the DC Universe app? I honestly cannot tell you. Because they partnered with Nickelodeon, who helped also produce and create the episode or the movie, I cannot tell you for sure when it's going to come out, because they have to work with them and they have to kind of, they have to agree to certain demands and that kind of thing. So it's just a really weird, unusual thing. One thing I want to talk about real quick is that we had a gentleman on Twitter this week say some pretty hurtful things about DC Comics. His name is Rob Liefeld, the Deadpool creator, said that DC Comics is going to drive off a cliff here real soon. Got to get my popcorn. Listen, you are a plagiarizing, annoying person, and I usually try to be negative, but I want to tell you something. DC Comics is nowhere near driving off a cliff. Matter of fact, you may have created one character in the Marvel/Fox before everything else universe. So let me tell you something. You are more welcome to call on this podcast anytime to tell me for sure how DC Comics is driving off a cliff, because it seems to me, you know, Justice League men have had the greatest reviews, but Wonder Woman, Aquaman, over 1 billion. But yeah, that's driving off a cliff. Let's see, Shazam. Oh my goodness, fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's, you know, driving off a cliff. We have awesome animated movies, but yeah, you know, that's driving off a cliff. So explain to me how it's driving off a cliff. Also, considering the fact that DC Comics sales have been repeatedly beating Marvel sales the last few months. Wow. And nothing, this is nothing, no slam against Marvel. This is a slam against this guy. So before you actually say DC Comics is driving off a cliff, you may want to get your facts straight. But anyways, that's my thought about that. But I do want to bring some kind of discussion to you, and here's my discussion. I've been very vocal that I am not happy with the casting of Robert Pattinson. So I said, you know what? I'm going to watch something else he's in, because the only thing I have seen him in is Twilight. And I'm going to watch some other movies that he's in, because I want to see how he acts other than a really in love vampire. And just, anyways, that was an awful movie to me. So I watched this week The Rover and The Lost City of Z. By the way, I would recommend any movie. I would recommend you watch The Lost City of Z. It's a pretty good movie. But I watched it, and I watched him specifically. Now, he didn't have major, major roles as some other areas or some other people in the movies, but I want to be the first to say that I am going to recant my statement. I know it's going to take Carrie off by surprise. It takes a lot of people off surprise. But I'm going to recant my statement, because I'm going to tell you something. Robert Pattinson can act. And I am now seeing him from highs and grief and his lows in those movies. I'm going to tell you something. In the different ways he can act, I am absolutely ready to see him as Batman. I would love to give him a shot. I think it's a great casting now that I've seen him in something else. And all it took was for me to see some of the movies he's in. So, Robert Pattinson, you got my thumbs up to play the next Batman. All right. In closing, that's all the notes. That's all the news that I have today. I wish there was more. I know you wish that we're almost 15 minutes into this episode that you could hear me just a little bit more. But if I keep going, Carrie, I could just hear her right now wanting to come at me and dropkick me if I keep going. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here. We want to hear from you. You can email us at dctalk@randomchatter.com. You can find us on Twitter at Random Chatter. You can also find the podcast on Twitter. You can find it at DC Talk Pod. My Twitter account is at the DC Fanboy. That's at the DC _Fanboy. You can also find on my co-host Carrie. Carrie is at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's at Keri Blackfire 42. So make sure you give her a follow as well. You can also find all of our shows at randomchatter.com, including, like I said, earlier, Guardians of the MCU, and a lot of other podcasts as well. You can leave reviews for us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play. We'll read your reviews on the air. And the music you hear on this podcast is Shotgun Senorita by Blue Stolly and As Silly As It Sounds. All trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Until next time, I am Lobo.